You are listening to Give Grief a Chance, and I'm your host and advanced grief recovery specialist, Diane Morgan. And these podcasts are all about bringing grief awareness out into the world, because even today, my friends, grief is hidden and it's tucked away. So come along and join me on this journey. Let's start to bring grief out into the open. And maybe you'll be brave enough to give your grief a voice. This is episode 181. Hello to all of my lovely podcast listeners and welcome to this week's episode. I hope that you're all doing well, and as always, I'd like to say a big thank you to everyone who takes the time to listen to these podcasts. And of course, a quick reminder about my journals. One is called Giving Grief a Voice, and it's a beautiful gift to help guide you through your grief and start to look at life after loss. And the second one is called Remembering Queen Elizabeth, and this is a guided grief and remembrance journal, and you can find them both on Amazon. So on this week's episode, I'm talking about holiday greetings to someone who's grieving. Now, I'm asked this question a lot. What do you say to someone who's grieving during the holidays? Now, let's be honest here. If your friend has experienced a recent loss, then wishing them a happy anything throughout the holiday season might not be the best thing to say to them. And of course, the worst thing you can do is say nothing at all. So please try to at least reach out and just say a little something to them. And if you think about it, many of our favourite memories include family members and close friends. And so it's no wonder that people who've lost a loved one feel so heartbroken and sad around this time of year. Now, I get it. If you're thinking about sending a card, or if you want to have a face-to-face conversation with your grieving person, finding the right words to express your love and support can be pretty tough. But you know, a simple card letting them know that you're thinking about them can make all the difference in the world. And of course, it's important to remember not to try to force holiday cheer on someone. Instead, offer to be there for them. You know, maybe look for small ways to allow them a bit of happiness, or even find some laughter. Now, if you're thinking about sending a card to a grieving friend, I suggest that maybe you skip the family photo for now and go with a blank holiday card. That way, you can make it personal and offer a handwritten, heartfelt message to them. You know, I still remember those words that comforted me when I was grieving. And honestly, being told, "I'm thinking of you and I'm thinking good thoughts for you," really meant so much to me. And of course, never hesitate from sending love during this difficult time to someone, even if you feel that you don't really know that person well enough to say it. Just say it anyway, because love warms all hearts. You know, let them know that even though this might not be the best holiday, you're there for them, however they might be feeling, and that you'll do whatever they want to do, even if it's nothing. Just be honest about expressing your feelings. And it's, you know, it's okay to invite them to come and join you for the holidays, as it can help the person to do something different and not worry about their tradition. And if you're thinking about having a face-to-face conversation with your grieving friend, I know that it's easy to avoid the whole thing. And of course, you can't make things better, but you can offer support. So be honest with yourself. do your best and acknowledge their grief and your feelings. And remember, you don't have to try to keep cheering them up. However, you know, it is possible for your friend to enjoy small moments that make them feel supported. So why not share some memories together and talk about the loved one if they want to? Or you know what, you could focus on a new recipe if they want to join you for Christmas dinner. The main thing is to help them to move through this season while avoiding extreme feelings of loneliness and isolation. And if you're grieving, please know that there are no hard and fast etiquette rules about sending cards after you've suffered a loss. The choice is completely yours. And if you don't feel like sending them, know that people will understand. And you know, maybe you'll find it easier to reach out after the holiday season is over. Now, if you're wanting to send a card to someone you know who's struggling with a loss, here are a few supportive words and gestures that helped lighten the emotional burden of some of my grieving friends. So you can say things like, I wish I had the right words, but please know that I'm here for you. You and your loved one will always be in my thoughts this holiday. Whether it's a hug or words of encouragement, I'll be here for you. I know that this can be such a difficult time for you, but I wish you a loved holiday season, and you can fill in whether it's Christmas or Hanukkah. I know with the loss of fill in the name makes it a difficult time for you, but please know I'm remembering you both. I'm sending loving thoughts for you as you navigate this first holiday season without put their loved one's name in there. You're constantly in our hearts and minds. May this holiday season bring some comfort and love to you. Our love and thoughts are with you during this holiday season and the promise of hope it brings. Thinking of you and your family throughout this difficult time. May the light of the season bring warmth and love to your heart and homes, and our shared memories of past holidays will always have a special place in our hearts. So there's a few things that you can write, and remember to take the time to listen to your grieving person. Let them know that it's okay to talk about the loss and that they don't have to suffer in silence. Encourage them to share memories and express their pain. You might not know the right thing to say, so listen without judgment and don't try to fix things. And please don't remind them of all the things that they have to be grateful for. Let them feel whatever needs to be felt, because it doesn't mean that they do not appreciate or love any less. You know, meeting people where they are emotionally is one of the best gifts you can give a grieving person. If you really want to do something heartfelt, why not drop off a hot meal, watch their child, or take the dog for a walk? These simple gestures can ease the holiday stress and show someone that you care. And if you want to buy a gift, lightly scented candles are great, as they can help people to breathe and be present. And of course, a grief journal is another thoughtful gift to help them on their journey. And as always, anything warm and cozy makes a great gift. However, remember to check in with your person first and make sure that whatever you're planning feels good to them. And if they say no, then respect the wishes. You know, it's okay if things feel awkward, as it's part of showing someone that you love and care about them. Let them know that you understand them, that you are there to support them, and will be there to help see them through this difficult time. Okay, you lovely people, That is it for this week's episode. I hope that you enjoyed it and that it was helpful for you. If you'd like to find out more about my services and my programs, then please visit my website, givegriefachance.com. There you can drop me an email, ask a question, or share your story via voice message, and I'll be happy to play it on the podcast. And if you've enjoyed this episode, please rate it, like it, and share it. And if you feel like it, come and join me over on Instagram at Give Grief a Chance Coach. And last but not least, I'd like to invite any women who might be struggling with their grief to come and join us in a safe and nurturing group on Facebook. It's called Life After Loss with Diane Morgan, and I would be honoured if you would come and join us and give your grief a voice. Okay, my friends, take good care and have a wonderful week.